Thank you, Gabriel, for, as always, what a wonderful start to our session this evening. A big thank you for all that you do for us. And we are just very thankful. So, now, moving on, as you will remember, Metatron transmitted a message to us last week entitled, Light Shines in the Darkness. He stated that there is an awareness that needs to be brought forth so that an understanding and clarity can be seated within the seating of the divine community. This awareness is in regards to light and darkness, good and evil, and all polar opposites related to the creation of these energies in the physical realm. He made it very clear that we were created in the light of source energy as creator beings. We are light and are manifested as creators in a human form in this iteration. We have free will to create light or to create various shadows of that light as well as polar opposites. So what do we choose? We can choose consciously or unconsciously. We can follow a group force without considering our individual knowing. These are topics that would benefit us to have individual contemplation as well as some guidance. We are given a chance to discover what we know, where we get triggered, and where belief needs to be changed. This can only be gained from individual solitude and contemplation. The fact that we are light in a human form is limited by the denseness of a fallen paradigm. Many can fall victim to this dense energetic frequency of our environment and react to it unconsciously. This environment is the third dimensional body as well as the collective consciousness of humanity and the Earth's environment itself. Full consciousness of the soul's mastery is limited in such settings. Metatron urged us to be diligent, courageous, and be tenacious in overcoming such adverse environmental conditions. Reprogramming of such energetic atmospheres is called forth. We have benefited from great beings of light who have come before us and who showed us that we too can be the fuller expression of our light. We are evolving into great warriors of light and teachers and avatars. Metatron encourages us to pay attention to what limits our full expression of this light. Without these teachings, we will falter in our ability to maintain our light consciously. Now, for us to go back to teaching concerning unstable light consciousness and denser thought patterns is not easy. Such teachings feel so heavy and in opposition to our newly developed nature of a light being, but it must be done now because any residual darkness must be seen clearly and altered as it surfaces. Residual patterns can be seen in instantaneous reaction of sudden anger or judgment. They can be seen as feelings, doubt in ourselves, or when we feel inadequate. Fallen patterns are present when we compare ourselves to others whom we perceive as better than or less than. These are just a few of the dark splits that might remain in our fragmented mental emotional body or ego that have not yet been fully transformed. It does not mean that we don't have the power to change them. We must only see that we are still a work in progress. Metatron said that this type of review and clarity must be done in a neutral state of being. We must take responsibility for what we create and change the creations that do not align with the state of consciousness that we have been developing. We have to recognize that we are continually transforming and will be transforming until we have entirely ascended back into our original divine state of being. He also stated that we are always light. But we are, however, subjected continually to the energetics of polar opposites because of the limitations of the energetic frequency of specific dimensional paradigms of the third, fourth, and fifth dimension. Yep, even the fifth dimension has some misaligned creative energies, although the denser frequencies are not as dense and surface less often. Good information to note, so we can stay aware that the fifth dimension is certainly not our final destination. Metatron also stated that it is vital that we look at the force of polar opposites imprinted third, fourth, and fifth dimensions that were present in the final days of Atlantis. These polar opposites were embodied by a group of human individuals called the Beniles. They were an influential group of human creators and brought about the final cataclysm of Atlantis. In these last days, there was a misuse of personal will and power. There was a manipulation of the mental and emotional body that caused fragmentation within the body structure itself. The earth environment became toxic as it began to fall in its light frequencies. The environment could no longer resonate with its former Christ-light consciousness. The Christ and matrix had to be removed when earth, as human consciousness, fell below the seventh dimension. The human body was not able to hold the fullness of Christ consciousness even at the fifth dimensional level because of the removal of that Christ and matrix. The earth and humanity are now ascending. It is critical that we realize that the body as well as the earth are still in transition. The fallen paradigm imprints are not entirely removed. We must pay attention. We cannot assume that all is complete. When we look around, you can see the disruption and chaos worldwide. Now, this environment does have some influence over us. Our body is still in a fourth dimensional function. Our consciousness is not stably functioning in the fifth dimensional state yet. We often falter and stumble. We must be aware of where the weak points are in our energetic system. We must make changes immediately and not wait until these anomalies take hold and cause further reactions. We cannot deceive ourselves that we are not affected any longer by collective or environmental fallen programs. Also, we must stand up and acknowledge how and when we fall short. Our teachers of light are here with us. They're here to show us our next step as we continually change the way we create and make the necessary changes so that we can continue to shine our light into the crevices that remain in the mental, emotional body, the ego, and our will. Metatron encourages us to stay out of self-judgment or fear of any kind. Now is the time of our warrior self to come forth in the fullness of our glorious light. As you all know, Archangel Michael is our model. He stands above our crown chakra to model the dynamic light that is needed. We can set our energy field daily by stationing the four archangels of light at the four points of our new magenta pattern imprinted of that light. These four great archangelic beings will continue to model the Christ of blueprint energetically to us. We must use our new grounding technique daily. Now, these are critical energetic creations that will assist us in staying conscious so that we do not slip into the illusions of the old paradigms. We came into the third and fourth dimensions to create in the limitations of these dimensions to make a difference. To make this difference, we must see clearly any limitations, change it, and leave a different imprint of light in these dense dimensional paradigms. The opening now is to leave a new template of light and model these templates so others can follow them through our example, which basically concluded his message to us, and which I thought was terrific.